7 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Hello.
The day is Monday, so we're starting fresh and new. I'm on my trip across the country. Started yesterday from Framingham. Yes, that's the same place where the police officers threw eggs at the home of one of their superior officers. Actually, I should probably dig around and find out a little bit more about that, because strange things come.
What does it say about you when your employees are egging your house?
All right. No, wait a minute.
I think they just slipped out of their hands. Oh. They were walking by with eggs.
Wait a second. Hold on. Just wait a minute. Hold on a second. There were three officers from Newton, Massachusetts.
Oh.
They were caught by Framingham police egging the house of a superior officer. So Newton police officers come to Framingham because their superior officer lives in Framingham, and they get nabbed by the Framingham police.
That makes it even better.
Officers responded to a report of two male teenagers throwing eggs at a home. Now, I know where this guy lives. I got no sense in you know, telling you what the name of the street is, although the story is at DougSteffen.com. The caller said the pair drove off in a red car. Framingham police responded immediately, chasing. Oh, wait a minute. This is even better. Brandolini was the guy who hooked him. I'm talking like a townie. Lieutenant Ronald, his father ran, for those of you from Framingham, Brandolini Shoe Repair. That's important to know, right?
Where is Andy Griffin and Barney Fife right now?
I know. All right, so anyway, the Framingham police made a big deal.
Are you
going
to follow this up with a farm report?
I could do that, Richie. I'd be happy to do it. We moved a lot of cows around over the weekend, moved a lot of feed around. As a matter of fact, anyway, so the police went back to the resident to speak to the homeowner, who is a Newton police officer, and apparently the third Newton police person was still there, and he was apparently still throwing eggs. The Newton police said thanks to the Framingham Police Department for their crack work, but we'll handle it as an internal matter.
No, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Floggings all the way around.
Yeah. Well, so what do you do in a circumstance like that? What do you do with somebody who's that dumb? I guess, I don't know. But it was probably just in fun. Okay, but this is the story of the day. I find these sorts of things very interesting. Also at DougSteffen.com, this is the story of a picture doing the thousand-word routine. You know what I mean? See the picture of the bicycle that has a tree growing around it? Okay. A young boy's lost bicycle was recovered over the weekend in Washington State. He lost it 50 years ago. He left it next to a tree, and apparently got lost in the woods and never came back. Somebody found it this weekend. The tree in the 50 years had grown around the bicycle. So take a look.
That's awesome.
I think it's funny he even remembers
it. Well, see, this is the beauty of radio.
How did they know it was his bike?
Apparently it had markings on it or some. But why do you ask this question? How the hell do I know?
That's a common sense question.
Yeah, it is a common sense question, but I don't know the answer to that, Richie. Helen Putz, who's the lady's name who lost the bike in 1954. She'd been widowed.
She's never heard that before.
No, probably not. Anyway, it was a 1950s era Schwinn bicycle, and it is wrapped around this tree. So I guess they're going to cut the tree down and put it in a museum or something.
Oh, my goodness.
Ms. Putz is 99 years old now. And anyway, she was using it. It was her son's bike. I don't get
the cool thing is the tree has also grown up.
Yeah.
So the bike is, you can't tell, but off the ground, I can't see how much.
Yeah, right. It does. It went up with the tree.
So as the tree grew up, the bike went with it.
The tree grows up literally and figuratively. See, this is the great thing about radio, I think. The old business about, as I said, a picture and a thousand words. This is what I love to do, and this is why I like doing this as much as I do. Because you can take something that's an image, and you can sort of try to create an ambiance around it. Think about your favorite tree. I had a maple tree next to my house as a kid growing up.
I'm not sure I had a favorite tree, Jen.
No.
Roberta, did you guys have favorite trees?
Favorite trees?
Yes, I had a willow tree in my backyard that I love.
Really? Is that
unusual? I love my avocado tree because it's delicious.
Having a favorite tree is unusual. Is that it? I had
why would that be unusual?
I don't know. Richie sort of sounded like his the spin on his voice was that it was unusual.
I remember two trees in my yard, but I don't know that I could pick one of them as my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, the imagery, the guided imagery that comes from this, as I use hopefully the appropriate words, think about your favorite tree, put your bike next to it, and then walk away and 50 years later come back. The tree, we've all seen circumstances where a tree has grown around something, a pipe. I've seen them grow around fences on the farm, that kind of stuff. As a matter of fact, I can remember nailing fences to trees any number of years ago and coming back, and you can't, the tree's grown around it, so you can't see the staple, you can't see the wire. It's been grown around. And trees are like most other living things. And they have a system that protects, you know, like our white blood cells protect us against injury and disease. Trees have the same thing. And they manage, they over, white blood cells encapsulate the things that have, that's what pus is. You know, I have a splinter in my hand. No, it is. That's what the white, the splinter is white blood cells that have wrapped themselves around.
How's it going with your breakfast, everybody?
Your,
yummy.
Well, I think that's a practical bit of information.
And speaking of pus, her name is not Putz. It's Puzz.
Really?
Oh, P-U-Z.
Putz is funnier, though.
Yeah, I know. Can I throw my...
Yeah.
What if this picture is fake?
And the bike picture?
Fake. Yeah.
Who cares?
It could totally be Photoshop.
Yeah, it's a good story.
Yeah, it is a good story.
Yeah.
I like
it better.
It's real.
Good stories, Richie. That's it. So anyway, the other story that I'm trying to finish here without much help from you.
I'm here for you.
Well, it is the same. It's imagery. It's imagination. It's developing a skill that I think is way woefully lacking in many people, certainly a generation or two behind me. Where there's no real, everything's in front of you. You got screen. Look at the studio I'm in. I'm surrounded by screens. Three screens. I can't even see Rich.
It's funny. There's one screen that's over. We have a 40-inch monitor. It's in front of Doug, so I can barely see him. I can see his hair.
You see me moving around.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. I moved over a little bit. Sorry that you can see me, Richie. All right. So anyway, the idea of using your imagination is something that we ought to be enhancing. You should do it with your children or your grandchildren. Read them books and stories so that they can hear the words. I was very impressed. Last night I went to Rich's house for dinner, and Sean, his son, has a sort of an art set, things that he is there. This set is aimed at spacemen and aliens and that sort of stuff. And so it does offer some help as to how to image.
We got him a book, and it shows you how to draw.
Yeah, but see, this is
aliens,
what kids
robots
need.
And stuff. Yeah.
They need to be able to take their imaginations and use that. It's a very important thing. Imagine where you would be if you didn't have an imagination. If you couldn't sort of imagine or in some way dream. I mean, it's really about being awake and dreaming. Imagination is like being awake and dream, not like it is. And so using your imagination, that makes a difference what you like in life. Richie wanted me to draw a cow last night.
Sean asked Doug. He gave him a sketch pad, and he said, draw something.
Yeah.
And were you able to do it, Dougie?
He drew a cow.
I drew a cow.
And I could tell it was a cow.
Yeah.
He drew a cow about as good as I could draw a cow.
About as well as. Well,
yeah.
But I had special the tail to the udder.
Yes, you did.
It was special.
Sean was very impressed with the udder.
But that's, the point is, it's all about using your imagination.
When he loves to draw.
Maybe that's a New Year's resolution.
He'll spend hours drawing, and he's using that imagination. It's great.
It's great. Okay, so the poll today at DougStephan.com. How are you doing on your New Year's resolutions? Richie? So far, so good? That's not so hard. Right,
I'm 3 hours into mine, and I'm doing great.
I decided not to start hers until today.
You start Monday.
My resolution was basically just some fiscal issues. Pay off some credit cards, stuff like that. More savings.
Yeah.
Okay. So far, so good.
More savings, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. See how well I listened to that spot. All right, so, Roberta, how about you and your New Year's resolutions?
I'm doing pretty well.
Right. What does that mean? It's lackluster.
What were they?
Lose weight, keep up with my bills better, Let's see. Walk at least 30 minutes a day.
Really?
Do yoga every day.
You live in New York.
Every
day. How do you not walk at least 30 minutes a day?
Well, sometimes I don't leave the apartment.
Oh, man.
You get caught up in, you know, paperwork and all sorts of other
things. For those of you who did resolve to lose weight over the new year, how is it going? Have you found that I'm your hero? Because I suggested using a product that really does work, and that's Axia 30. I was listening to the radio coming down here yesterday. A lot of great programs. I love WCBS-FM in New York. What a great, great radio. There's not another radio station in the country that sounds like it. And I was listening. You know, that's part of, I guess, what the dangers of what I do for a living is that you actually do listen to the commercials, listening to what people are selling this time of year. And, yeah, there are a ton of ways for you to lose weight. You watched The Biggest Loser last night on NBC, Jillian Michaels, back for the first time?
I didn't.
Yeah.
I threw my remote control from my TV into the football game.
My God, yeah, because they lost.
Right.
My God, some of these people, I don't know what to think. When you look at some of these people,
they're going to be skinny at the end.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. This is a good thing. That's right. That's the way to look at it, Jennifer. Thank you. Axia 30, you don't have to go on to The Biggest Loser. All you have to do is call 800-525-8345. That's 800-525-8345 to make your dreams come true, to make your resolution come true. Lose 30 pounds in 12 weeks, guaranteed, or your money back. And if you call 800-525-8345 to get this all-natural way to lose the weight. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen. They'll give you even better, a better deal, a free month of Axia 30 free with your order. So you get four, you pay for three. You'll be sure to lose that 30 pounds, and then you'll keep it off. Axia 30, packed with antioxidants to provide healthy anti-aging benefits and lose the weight at the same time. Boy, this is a big idea. The new idea in weight loss is Axia 30. Call 800-525-8345 to win that. I guess it's a challenge, right? To win the battle against the bulge. 800-525-8345.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exogen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exogen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exogen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exogen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exogen.com.
Coming up on 21 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value, value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future. And you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Number one during this week in 1996, Deep Blue Something. I didn't remember the name of the group.
You shouldn't. This is about their only hit.
But it was a great song.
So how did it relate to the movie Breakfast at Tiffany's? There's no relation.
They're singing about the movie.
So they're singing about the movie Breakfast at Tiffany's. Crank it up. I remember the song, but I don't remember the lyrics.
Now it's plain to see we're over. And I hate when are over. So much is left undone.
Okay. So here's our 2020, I guess we could say this is a history quiz. This tune, Deep Blue Something, number one during this week in 1996, represents the storyline for Breakfast at Tiffany's. So for all the marbles or a swell prize, call 888-302-DOUG. That's 888-302-3684 and tell.
Do we get marbles or a swell prize or both?
Marbles could be the swell prize.
Okay, just checking.
What's the name of the actress who's the female lead in Breakfast at Tiffany's? 888-302-3684. And let's see here. I don't know how I approve this. I was going to say whoever answers the question has to be under 45, because most everybody over 45 would automatically know the answer, right? Roberta, you know the answer?
Ricky, no.
You don't know the
what?
Answer? To the
yeah, I know the
you.
Female lead in Breakfast at Tiffany's? Are you serious?
Oh, I think so. She's dead, though, right?
To answer your question, Dougie, I know, and I am under 45.
Yeah, thank you. Okay.
It's actually one of my favorite movies. I love it.
I'm under 45.
It's a very romantic movie, if you love it.
Have you ever read the book?
I have not, no.
The book is awesome and so much darker than the movie.
Really?
It's really.
Oh, it's good. The book is great.
And the only connection between this and Roberta is that she's been to Tiffany's.
Yes, many times.
Yeah,
thank you
I'm
very
sure
much.
About that. Yeah.
I used to bring my children there when they were younger and said, when you get engaged, this is where he's supposed to bring you.
Exactly.
The little blue box.
I've never been there in my life. I imagine that the lady that I'm with probably will want to rectify that at some point in time. But
so pretty there. Everything's better at Tiffany's.
What's the name of the female lead, the actress who's the female lead in Breakfast at Tiffany's? 888-302-DOUG. Doug, 888-302-3684, the name of the female lead in Breakfast at Tiffany's. As we have been saying off and on, Jennifer and Rich are going to the CES show in Las Vegas. Richie, you're going out this afternoon, I think, right? When are you going, Jennifer?
I leave tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. All right.
Me too.
Tomorrow. All right. So you go to Las Vegas. Consumer Electronics Show, about 45,000 people invade Las Vegas to go through what
and
is
I
for
some. And I tweaked my back because I'm an idiot.
Really?
Oh. Lifting my Christmas tree back into storage again, which I heard it taking it out the first time. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how I survive, Rich. You may have to push me through the show.
Beautiful.
All right. So anyway, this is the rage. A lot of the technical people are there. They're going to have a lot of fun and report on it, including my friend Holland Cook, who's there.
Mm-hmm.
Some 20,000 new products are going to be introduced this week here at the massive, mind-boggling Consumer Electronics Show. But how long until all the new things, getting all the oohs and ahs this year, could be obsolete? Remember how iPod changed the way we collect and consume our music? You just had to have one. Now, sales of iPods and other MP3 players are way down, off 22% in 2012, and forecast to drop by half again in the next 5 years, because we now tote our music and just about everything else on our phones. Planet Earth's 7 billion human inhabitants are now subscribed to 6 billion wireless phones. Although calling that everything thing in your pocket a phone sounds so last year. In Las Vegas, I'm Holland Cook for Good Day.
Rich is going to report, and so is Jennifer, through the week. 28 after on Good Day.
Wendy's presents The Hockey Mom.
Why will Jimmy score his first goal?
How about a celebratory dinner?
I could cook something, I guess.
Or Wendy's kids' meals are just $1.99.
That sounds great.
Oh, excuse me.
Check them, Jimmy!
Did you say $1.99?
It's a win-win. Now Wendy's kids' meals are $1.99 after 4 p.m. Options they'll love. Smart move for you. Making parents and kids happy. That's Wendy's way.
Now that's better.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time.
Are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low libido, and fat storage? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-921-9020. That's 1-800-921-9020.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's brown bag lunches every day.
It's picking up extra shifts.
And it's catching the bus to work.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So I don't know who this is. I know who most of these people are that are doing the Good Day Rejoin, the Good Day Welcome tunes.
This is a band called Sojourn.
Sojourn. I've heard of them. And who is the lead singer?
I couldn't tell you. I'm going to look it up.
I'm glad. Well, you can't.
You know, it's funny. When you do a search for songs with the reference to Good Day in them,
yes,
you come up with all these deep cuts.
Yeah, we don't want those.
No. It's good stuff. I mean, most of these songs.
You get to the hook at the beginning of these.
Yeah. Most of these songs are songs we would have never heard of had we not gone searching for them, and I like a lot of them.
All right, so go get some more.
There's a couple
variety.
Of them.
You know how I get bored
listen
with
him.
Things.
Go get some more.
Go get some more.
Yeah. Get out of here. Go
Horn,
to
Rich
work.
McFadden, Roberta Fasinelli, Doug Stem in Washington tomorrow. Where am I going to be tomorrow? Knoxville, I think, right?
Knoxville, yeah.
Knoxville.
In Little Rock the day after that, and then Stevensville, Texas with Jewel is my co-host on Thursday this week.
He's giving us the boot so that Jewel
can come in. I like
your
boot. You decided to go. You didn't ask.
And as what Roberta would say, Jewel who?
Yeah, good.
What?
You mean
the
singer?
There's so many Jewels out there.
Right. You mean the singer?
I couldn't imagine that she would be a co-host. That's how I'm going, Jewel,
why?
Really?
Well, I think she'd be a lot of fun. She happens to live in Stevensville. So we have her because my friend Dominic DiTavio is the president of the A&M college that's there.
Well, when we had Jewel on
last
month, you were like, I'm going to be in Stevensville.
Yeah, right,
why don't you come on with me?
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I'd love to.
Yeah, so she's going to do that. Then on Friday, we're in Brownwood, Texas. And Saturday, Charlotte and I fly, the first time Charlotte's been on a plane for a while, from Dallas to L.A. That's this one.
I'm going to say that these trips for Charlotte, you should probably not, because she's walking a little funky now.
She's very stiff.
Yeah.
Yeah, she gets stiff. What you'll see, I gave her medicine. I took her off her medicine for a while, but because I make it easier, I'm giving her a little bit more. I'm also going to put her into a water, this water therapy that keeps stimulating her muscles.
Yeah.
In the cold, and it is, I want to tell you something, it's cold here today. I was walking across the plaza, and I called Meredith quickly, and she couldn't hear what I was saying because the wind is blowing
when
right
you,
through.
When you walk in between the buildings, it's a wind tunnel. It's like GM wind tunnel in
it's
there.
Like being in New York City,
in
a sense. Mm. All right, so let's take care of our Breakfast at Tiffany's question. We played the speaking of the song, a lot of music is part of our lives, and I like to every once in a while reference songs that we all know. And so Breakfast at Tiffany's from Deep Blue Something was number one during this week in 1996. So I asked who the female lead is or was in Breakfast at Tiffany's. and therefore Marshall, who has dialed this up from I don't know where. What's wrong with
Marshall's Marshall's in the car, and he had cell phone issues, and he called me back, but we must have lost him again, so let's try Beatrice.
All right. Hey, Beatrice, welcome to Good Day. Happy New Year. How are you, ma'am?
Happy New Year. I'm fine, thank you.
That's good to know. All right, so who's the lead female in Breakfast at Tiffany's?
Audrey Hepburn.
Audrey Hepburn is the right answer. Now, in fairness, Richie, because Marshall was the first one in, and through no fault of his own.
Is this Marshall?
Yes, it is.
All right. So we're going to give both of you a prize, okay? It's not fair. Marshall, you tried three or four times to get through. However, my one bit of advice to you is perhaps you ought to find a new cell phone carrier.
Well,
I'm out in New Mexico.
All right, so you're in the middle of nowhere in New Mexico?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Okay, so I can speak. I have... Verizon, and every time I drive, as a matter of fact, one of the reasons I don't want to drive all the way to Los Angeles is because I have to go over that road where you are, and it goes on forever. And maybe last year, the stigma of me running out of gasoline on that highway, did I ever tell you that? I told you that story, Richie.
Did you run out?
I ran out of gasoline. When I was back across country last April, there he's gone
and
again.
You lost him again.
Okay, we'll give him the prize, though.
Yeah,
he comes back.
Fine.
Beatrice, thank you. You're a dear. Appreciate the call. Hold on just a second. 888-302 Doug is the new.
So how far were you from a gas station?
I was 8 miles from a gas station, and I had gone 80 between that gas station and the last one. So I'm out. Remember, I followed that storm. I left the first Sunday in April. The Saturday before.
I remember that, and it was like the biggest superstorm ever.
Wasn't that awful? The storm blows through Los Angeles. So I said to Brendan, we loaded up the truck, and I said, I'm going to wait until Sunday morning to leave. So I left on Sunday morning, and instead, beating it or going around it, I stayed with it. The storm, I followed the storm all the way across the country. It was one of the most miserable trips I've ever had in my life. And I'm towing a car behind me. And so I'm going along in a budget truck rental, getting about 5 miles to a gallon, and I can't pass a gas station. So I go across this part of New Mexico. I come down, instead of going 10, I decided to come down, and I forgot, I think it's Route 90. It's not important. Those of you who are local know what I'm talking about. But from one town to another, it's like 80, 90. There was one stretch, I think it was 104 miles between one town and the next. So I'm trying to gauge how this, and the new lady says to me, she always fills up her gas tank at half full. She fills
it
up.
Smart,
she
by the way.
Me. And last night I was driving this new car, and I had, it says on the thing, 50 miles to the next gas station, 40 miles, I mean, until the tank's empty, 30 miles, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, the point of the story is that I'm out in the middle of nowhere, and I see the sign, next town, 10 miles, let's say. I'm thinking, okay. Because I think I've gauged mileage-wise how long I can get from town to town on a tank of fuel. But because it was so windy, and when the car is traveling in cold weather, it takes more energy, just like you do. You need more energy in the cold weather. Animals do, and cars do in their performance. So anyway, the point is that I ran out of fuel along this highway, and the wind and the snow was unbelievable.
So did somebody come to your rescue?
No, I took the car off of the I took the car off of the trailer. I
and drove that.
And I drove that up the road to the gas station.
That is very enterprising.
I fill up. I mean, what else am I going to do?
It's like that commercial for Viagra or one of those Cialis where the guy gets stuck in the mud with his pickup truck, so he pulls the horses out of the trailer to pull the truck out of the mud, and then puts the horses back in the trailer.
What's
and
that
like,
got to do with Cialis?
He's like, I got this.
What's that got to do
he's
with Cialis?
He's a guy your age that uses his ingenuity and the extra vehicle and his trailer to be able to get out of a situation.
So maybe I should call Cialis and get credit for the I could do the spot.
I think they stole the idea from you.
You think they did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they did. At any rate, so I fill up the car. I mean, I don't have any extra. I have no extra. I haven't got any gas cans. So I had to buy at this gas station. There's one gas can. Yeah, one gas can. 2 gallons.
He could smell you coming. He's like, that gas can, $700, sir.
Well, it was almost that bad. It was $17 for a 2 gallon gas can. And so I got the gas, I put it in the car, go back and put it in the truck, and I spilled some of it on me, and because it was so cold, my hands at this point, and I had yet to put the car back up on the trailer. So I put the car back up on the trailer, strap it all down, and poor Charlotte is like, okay, what's going on here? You know, the wind, and she wasn't outside, she was in the car, and I moved her to the truck. But I got the truck started, and because it was so windy and cold, and I didn't get all the 2 gallons in, the truck ran, I drove it down to the gas station, it ran out of gas as I drove into the gas station again. But got it filled up and moved on. That didn't happen again. Now, I suppose the lesson is when you're in that area and you don't know where, and maybe this is the lesson for all of you, all of us, if you're in an area you don't know and you're worried about the amount of gas, fill it up with gas at every opportunity. Okay. So I like a challenge once in a while. And besides, it bothers me to fill the car up at half full. I don't know why it does. It just bothers
me. I know. But when you don't know when the next gas station is, you got to do it.
All right, so anyway, we took care of the female lead for breakfast at Tiffany's. And now it's time for Jennifer to check social media here on Good Day. As we are celebrating our 25th year on the Good Day program, lots of things are happening that are kind of cool. You're doing a great job with adding questions and ideas. We haven't talked about anything today because I think I've forgotten about social media.
Okay, you're in a new place and that happens. Well, so you're going to get thrown off.
I don't feel like I'm coordinated because I'm looking at different screens and I'm sort of out of my comfort zone. I don't know.
And I keep throwing wads of paper at him, too.
Yeah, he does, yeah. Right.
That's fun.
Hey, and just an update for you two and the rest of us. I know we're starting a new social media thing today where
we get
tips and tricks and ideas.
Yep.
But we can also continue the old one. The mom tip lives.
Really?
Good, because I have one today, and I was going to actually beg you guys if we could give it away, because I love this tip.
Yeah, absolutely. The mom tip goes until the 19th.
Okay.
Yay.
All right, so that's Exogen. Now, we also have something from Alimmune that'll be kind of interesting.
I am psyched about this product, by the way.
Yeah, by the way, for those of you who need to know more about it, this is a product that is going to help you prevent colds and all kinds of other things, the flu. This is a way to get your body into the proper immune state. You heard me talking about this earlier. The Good Housekeeping seal of approval. No other immune supplement has it. So what are we going to do to help the folks at Alloimmune help you remember that this is the way to go, not the flu shot? Get Alloimmune. So what do we have that we're going
to... Well, here's the cool thing. So Alloimmune knows that this product is so good that they actually want to give away a bunch of it to us every day. We get to give away a 60-day supply every day. And so the fun way I thought we could do this is it's kind of like our mom tip of the day. What's going to happen is up on our Facebook page right now and every week, there'll be a question of the week. So today's question, or this week's question, is what do you do to stay healthy during cold and flu season? Do you wash your hands? Do you have any creative, clever tips that you keep yourself healthy with during cold and flu season? That is our question for the week, and we ask you to go to facebook.com/goodday show to answer it. And each day we'll pick a winner. Whoever has the best answer will pick one Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and you'll get a 60-day supply of Alloimmune.
All right.
That's pretty cool.
That's very cool.
Huh?
Yeah, that's great. Yep. All right. So Alloimmune is the product. And you can also figure out how to get it by going to 57more.com. 57more.com. Alloimmune, the way to protect your body and your health through the winter months. All right. So we've got that taken care of. We're going to look for those tips now. What about, you want to go to other mom tips or other things
that are going on? This is a good one. And actually, the mom that posted it just posted it straight up on our wall. She didn't even answer any questions. She didn't even need the prompting. She just said, here's my smart parenting tip and I'm ready for it. And this is a good one. Rich, do we have our little sounder?
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. Right here.
Right. He's ready for bed. There you go.
I love that.
Yeah.
All right, today's Smart Mom winner is
101.
Chandra Lewis Davis. Chandra Lewis Davis, really smart thing here. She does a compliment box every week. Yep, every week. She said, we each put a compliment about another family member in a shoebox to read at the end of the week.
Okay, hold
on. So when my sons are...
Stop the presses. Hold on a second now. Jennifer, I'm going to give this assignment to you,
but I
want to follow through on this. Every single week, better yet, every single day, all of us, Rich, Roberta, Jennifer, me, have to compliment one or all of us with something that is we are sincere about. All right? So I want you to think we'll do that here first, unless you don't have to think about it. You can come up with it right now. But I think we all need to compliment one another. And we also are, as part of this, we ought to have a way for people to call us with their compliment about somebody in their life. Like, you want
to... Oh, well, I want them to compliment us.
You
can call in and compliment
us. You think
us.
They should compliment us?
No, that gets
boring.
Anyway,
I need compliments.
Call up and tell us how great we are.
Yeah,
302 Doug.
Yeah, all right.
You like us, tell us.
All right, so we got to remember to do that, though.
Compliment I'll start. Doug has a nice shirt on today. I like that shirt.
This is Meredith Bunker.
No corduroy?
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah, I actually am wearing corduroy.
Yeah, yeah, corduroy. What color, though? I didn't even see.
He's a black corduroy.
Oh, they're black corduroys. Oh, but they look very nice.
Yeah. Black corduroys.
With a blue shirt with white stripes.
Yeah, right.
Meredith, I'd like one of those shirts, please.
Yeah, she bought me four of them.
She did?
Yeah, she did. All right, so anyway.
What size do you wear?
You're
large?
15 and a half, 16, and I don't know, what are these arms? I think
32.
Yeah. No. Right. On the shorter side.
Yeah, you'll get to leave with your shirt today.
Get a shirt off my back,
if not, you were going to strip him down.
If it were not that I had, you know what? If it hadn't been Meredith's shirt that she gave me, I would give it to you.
I know, but I wouldn't want it then.
you'd actually give Rich the shirt off your back?
I would.
But the shirts that he buys, I wouldn't say that's
a nice
shirt.
I buy them. This is the first shirt I haven't bought a shirt for, I can't tell you how long.
Really?
No.
What were you wearing?
What do you mean?
You're like Michael Fortier.
I have closets full of clothes that I never wear.
Michael Fortier, our producer, I asked him, I was like, when's the last time you bought clothes? I have never bought clothes for myself in my life.
Yeah, I believe that.
He do Christmas and birthdays. He just gets clothes that's all he ever wears.
Yeah.
How do you do that in life?
I went to a store that was going out of business about...
Jeez.
4 or 5 years. I told the story. I bought three of everything: sport coats, slacks, shirts, and outer coats. And I just put the last one on that I had never worn before for the first time last week. I still had tags in it.
Oh dear!
All right. So Richie complimented me. What's our compliment for Jennifer? Jennifer sounds very perky today and beautiful.
I'm waiting.
As always.
Don't fight, guys. Come on, don't fight.
It gets boring with Jen because she's always perky nice. Like, Roberta has, like, you know, the days when you're like, okay, let's not mess with Roberta today. And she has the days when she's like, Roberta's really on today. She's really funny.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's easy. But Jen's always nice. She's always perfect.
Mm.
Is that a compliment in itself?
You know what? I want you to do this from now on. When you're crabby, I want you just to tell me you're crabby, Roberta.
You want me to tell you I'm crabby?
Yeah, just tell me when you're crabby.
It does really
But I don't
things.
Know. I don't know when I'm crabby.
Oh, please.
You just are.
I just are.
And when you are crabby, that's the last thing you want to do is say I'm crabby because then you're
really
going to have
crabby.
Right,
yeah,
right. Just leave me alone.
Thing.
Yeah, I don't want to talk
really
to you.
Crabby.
All right, 11 before the hour. Enough of this.
Hi, this is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, and I want to share with you a new product that I'm really excited about. It's called Alimmune, and it's my new secret weapon for maintaining immune health, especially during the winter months where cold and flu are common. Using a safe, natural extract from the larch tree, Alimmune helps you stay healthy throughout the year. In fact, a double-blind, placebo-controlled study found that 57% more people stayed healthy while taking Alimmune than those relying on other common immune boosters such as vitamin C or echinacea. It's also the only immune supplement to have earned the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval.
Right now, you can take advantage of a free 30-day trial by calling 800-458-0173. Again, the number, 800-458-0173, or visit Alimmune online at 57more.com. That's 57more.com. Take Dr. Ken's advice. Call 800-458-0173 for Alimmune.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, so the story of the day today, the chuckle story of the day, has to do with a couple of robbers who had worked hard over New Year's to rob a bank. They went into the garage, drilled through the wall, found they got into a KFC instead of a bank, so they robbed that instead.
That's enterprising.
51 after a good day.
Come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Kenny Loggins from the movie Caddyshack 2, which was released on this date in 1988.
Oh, that's why I don't remember this song.
The same year Good Day went on the air, 1988. Kenny Loggins is 65 today. Believe that? 65 years old?
You know, right now, Kenny Loggins is...
I must say, Caddyshack 2 has to go down as one of the worst sequels of all time.
Yeah.
Really?
Ishtar 2.
Did it have all of the same people as the first Caddyshack did? Was Rodney and Bill Murray?
No, Rodney wasn't in it.
No one. That's why it was no good.
Jackie Mason.
That's right.
Okay. So anyway, but it's a piece of the musical.
It's one of the worst performances of all time in that film.
Yeah. But because we have some interesting music and we start movie moments with music, we've gotten that out of the way. So let's get into our contest. Then Chuck is going to give us the box office totals for the weekend here on Good Day. This contest takes us to where Richie is going and Jennifer is going.
Oh, good.
I'll give you that much of a hint.
Okay.
The star turns 49 today.
Bright Light City.
We have three audio clues. If you're new to the program, in the Movie Moments contest, we always try to give you three audio clues from the movie. If you can figure it out, you call us at 888-302-3684. That's 888-302-DOUG. And we give you the prize, which is $150 worth of great cosmetics from Pure Attitude. Here's the first clue.
Do you know what a spray flush is? It's like unbeatable.
Mike, unbeatable is not unbeatable.
Hey, I know that now.
He's only 49?
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, and this is, by the way, one of how many different movies has he done there? Three or four?
That's yeah.
One. It'll be cool if people can get confused, and we like it when you're confused. 888-302-3684. Next clue, please.
I've got a major problem, okay? My fiancé was kidnapped and taken to Hawaii. I've got to get there now.
Well, I'm trying to make arrangements to get to Milwaukee for my nephew Douglas's wedding on the 21st.
You're not even flying today.
It's so great.
I have to get to a wedding. Yes.
That sounds like Michael.
I need to get to Las Vegas right away.
He's so great.
All right, last clue, please.
Yeah, hi, operator. Look, I need a listing for a Tommy Corman or a T. Corman in Kauai. Where in Kauai? I have no idea. What, for sections of Kauai? Well, no, not off the top of my head. What about near where Don Ho or Jack Lord lives? That must be a pretty good neighborhood.
888-302-3684, what?
I'm a big fan of his, but I passed the Red Box last night, and his latest film was direct to DVD.
Really? What was it?
Yeah, it was called Stolen.
Really?
You been hearing
about that? I like his stuff too.
All right, so anyway,
he turns out movies left and right, literally.
Yeah, well, he does four or five a year. 888-302-3684. Those of you getting used to our new number, help yourself, jot it down, keep it in your mind, because that's the number we'll use from now on. 888-302. Doug, we'll have Chucker's review of the hot hits, if you will, from the weekend, the box office, just a moment here on Good Day.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation, whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has seven moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
We wanted a metaphor for the big deals at Office Max, like a huge... But to pass more savings on to you, we got an elephant 9 inches tall, riding a unicycle. He's a symbol of our tiny prices. Like when you buy a case of X9 paper for $43.99 using your Max Perks card, you get $43.98 back in Max Perks rewards. It's like paying one penny for a case of paper. Find thousands of big deals now at Office Max. But don't step on our elephant. Offer ends January 12th. Max Perks rewards and other restrictions apply. See store for details. Link right. 2.
Chugger,
ladies,
any
are any of these symptoms familiar?
I'll be quiet, ma'am.
Yeah, oh, stop, ladies.
Yeah.
Told you.
All right, Chucker, what's the special or are there any special effects from this weekend?
Well, I've got to be honest, I feel a little strange saying it, but the number one movie, Doug, was the Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3D.
Oh, my God.
Actually overperformed at $23 million in business.
Yeah, it should
was,
be ashamed.
Tracking at around $15 million.
Correct.
It is what it is. Quentin Tarantino's Django Unchained for his second $20 million. It's done over $100 million in 2 weeks of release. Peter Jackson's The Hobbit performed very well, $17.5 million weekend number three, $263 million to date. The movie musical Les Miserables, $16 million, a solid $103 million in business since Christmas Day. And Billy Crystal's Parental Guidance, $10 million.
More Drek. Of the top five, four of them are Drek. Yeah, it's Drek. All right, so where are we here? Looks like Regina is going to take a shot at this. What's the name of the movie, Regina?
Stripes?
What is it, Stripes?
Stripes. She
no,
says.
Not Stripes. I love the rest of everybody else. The movie is Honeymoon in Vegas from 1992.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
He's only as directed.